A really good maxim or rule of life is, it is always right to do right. It is always wrong to do wrong. It is never right to do wrong, and it is never wrong to do right. That simple truth can help anyone better navigate some of life's toughest moments. It will never fail you when you're having a difficult decision to make. It's one of those precepts that has always proven to be reliable and true. And yet there's another useful rule of life that we can use right alongside that one, and it is to ask a very simple question. And the question is, where is Jesus in this? You know, no matter what the situation might be, no matter how difficult of a decision you may be facing, or how troublesome some scenario may appear to be, asking the question, where is Jesus in this, will guide you in the right direction. And that's because looking at a situation or a challenge in the context of how Jesus handled it will provide the necessary light to help guide you down the right path. You know, years ago, there was a popular acronym that was displayed on bumper stickers and billboards and t-shirts and all kinds of other objects. And everywhere you looked, it stated these letters WWJD. Now, you might remember that those letters stood for What Would Jesus Do? And the idea was, if you get yourself into a jam, well, simply ask yourself, what would Jesus do in that situation? Well, the intention of that catchphrase is certainly good, but it still misses the mark of being truly useful. And that's because the word would do leaves too much room for speculation or a personal interpretation of what Jesus might do. This can be extremely dangerous because our thoughts and our imaginations and our intentions may not align with what Jesus actually did. You see, it allows for someone to say, well, I think Jesus would do this in that situation, or he would do that if he were faced with this same problem, when in reality, he might not. In fact, in most cases, Jesus never did what the people thought he would do. We must remember that people in his time thought he would free them from Roman rule because they believed the Messiah would be an earthly military leader. And you can see references of that in Matthew 22, verse 42, or Acts 1, verse 6. In reality, what he actually did do was establish a spiritual kingdom, Matthew 16, 18 through 19, and John 18, verse 36. So, wouldn't it be better to simply imitate what Christ actually did instead of speculating about what he might do? Perhaps a better acronym would be WDJD, What Did Jesus Do? Because if we simply study his actions and replicate them to the best of our ability as we see in the New Testament, then we can certainly know that we haven't gone wrong in that direction. You know, looking for Jesus in every aspect or every situation will greatly bless your life because this truth can be applied to almost any scenario. Think about, for example, before you are about to confront someone or engage in a difficult conversation, just ask yourself, okay, where is Jesus in this? And it will help you to have the right attitude before going into that discussion. If you become angry with someone, look for Jesus in that situation, and it'll help you deal with that other person in a more proper Christian-like manner. Perhaps you may know of a couple of brethren who are at odds with each other. Well, just simply ask them to think about, okay, where is Jesus in this? Because it could provide just the right remedy that is so desperately needed to resolve their conflict. You know, there's going to be all kinds of moments that we have, and whenever we have to make some kind of difficult decision. Now, sometimes we have to decide in a rush, which often results in making poor decisions. So asking the question, where is Jesus in this, will always guide you in making the best decision. And if we're honest with ourselves and genuinely look upon his example as we read about in the New Testament, then we should always be able to find the right solution. However, for this to work as it should, you have to learn about Jesus. So I encourage you to open up your Bible and get to know the Son of God and observe his actions, take note of his mannerisms, and memorize his responses to the various situations that he faced. And let that be your guide. You see, the more you know about him, the easier it is to lean upon him, which will always help you to do what is right. So as we've said many times before, keep your eyes on Jesus and keep walking faithfully.